Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily. On the call this weekend, the Birdman, Ian Eagle, along with Hall of Famer Dan Fouts, San Diego Superchargers great. And Dan sat down earlier with the notorious VIC Vic Carucci to talk about the Browns and the Chiefs this Sunday.
And on the line with us now is former NFL standout quarterback, a Hall of Famer, Dan Fouts. He will be on the call for CBS Sports for Sunday's Browns game with Ian Eagle doing the play-by-play in Kansas City. Dan, I want to start with this. The Browns make the quarterback change, going from Brandon Whedon to Jason Campbell, doing that the Wednesday before the game. Just starting with that, how disruptive is it to see a situation like that, looking at it from the quarterback perspective?
Well, it can be disruptive, but also if you're not having success, it can be a breath of fresh air. And I think that may be the case here with the Browns. I mean, Whedon has been struggling, and going against Kansas City, who's got the best defense in the NFL along with Seattle right now, I think having a veteran who's been there before as your starting quarterback will help the Browns this weekend.
And you know, obviously, Jason Campbell's body of work, 71 starts, 9 years in the NFL. What kind of quarterback do you see, quarterback play do you see from him?
Well, number one, he's mobile, and you're going to have to be mobile against Kansas City. I mean, they got 35 sacks on the year. Justin Houston from one linebacker's got 10. Tom Bahali on the other side's got 9. So these guys are tremendous pass rushers, and it's a creative defense that Bob Sutton runs there in Kansas City. So look for Campbell to use his athleticism as much as he needs to. But also, you know, the tight end, Cameron, is such a weapon for this offense, and especially the way that Norv Turner likes to use his tight ends. You think about Antonio Gates and the way that Norv has used him over the years, and they look so much similar to some of the things that the Browns are doing with Jordan Cameron. And so I think that'll be an interesting matchup to watch. Eric Berry, the safety for the Chiefs, an outstanding safety, that's one we're going to keep our eye on.
Dan, when you look at the fact that there is no real tape on Jason Campbell playing for the Browns, other than some maybe preseason, obviously, but you don't have him working with this full cast of starters, you don't have him working with this full offense that you have now, is that any advantage for the Browns against the Chiefs defense from a preparation standpoint?
Well, there's no question, especially early in the game when teams are kind of feeling each other out. I think that if the Browns get off to a good start and Campbell gets a couple of completions and gets his confidence up, then that can really help the Browns. The Chiefs haven't blown anybody away this year with their offense. It's been their defense and special teams that's been responsible for them being 7-0. So a good start, a confident start for the quarterback is very, very important for the Browns.
You've had a chance to see Brandon Whedon some. You saw him as a rookie last year, paid attention to him. What was his undoing as a starter, besides 0-4 this year as a starter and you know, the career record not being so good and all the numbers? But talk about the quarterback.
Well, quarterbacking, a lot of it comes down to decision-making. And the quicker you can make the decision, the better off you're going to be. And when you look at any young quarterback, when they start to struggle, it's because they become hesitant in the pocket and are having trouble deciding where to go with the ball. And I see that with Whedon. You know, he does not have a lot of experience. It's just in the start of his second year. And those type of things show up in sacks. He's been sacked a number of times. And so it all goes back, for me at least, to how well do you make a decision, how quickly do you make that decision, and how quickly do you get rid of the ball because of what you decide to do.
Rob Jedzinski, in making this move, was pointing specifically to the opponent, to this setting of playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And in Arrowhead Stadium, you know all about the noise. They set a record, all this stuff. They're flying high at 7-0, so that crowd is going to be super stoked. Does that factor into the idea that a 9-year veteran in your books, in your view, I should say, has that ability to overcome that?
Well, again, you know, you always talk about taking the crowd out, so it goes back to what we were just talking about a quick start. And Campbell has been in hostile situations before. I mean, he was you know, the ironic thing, and I know you know this, is that he was the starting quarterback for the Raiders, and he got hurt against the Browns when I broke his collarbone. So, you know, I'm not sure what that all means, but it is kind of ironic that here he is, the Browns starting quarterback. And, you know, he's used to playing against the Chiefs, and he's played in the stadium before. So I think all those factors will bode well for Campbell to have a good day.
As I recall, you were on that CBS call, that game in Oakland, right?
Yeah, I was, but it wasn't my fault. I wasn't blocking for him.
but let me ask you this. An injury like that, Dan, and speaking from, again, from your quarterback background, can that change a player? Can it affect him long-term, including now while he's starting?
Well, I don't think so. But each player is a little bit different, how they handle injuries. Injuries are the one thing that in rehabbing and coming back from an injury is one thing that no scout can ever really tell the team that they're going to draft you for. So it's one of those things that you have to go through. It's a mental process as much as a physical process, and I think that's the point you were trying to make.
Dan Fouts, Hall of Famer, on the call with CBS Sports with Ian Eagle for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. Dan, in a hostile, noisy environment like Kansas City, what are some of the key elements that you're going to deal with offensively to try to avoid the natural mistakes that happen, false starts and so forth? How do you manage that from not just from Jason Campbell's perspective, but from the O-line, the overall offense?
Well, each team practices with noise. Each team practices a silent count, and I'm sure the Browns have been working on that. But it's just more than noise sometimes. It's a feeling. It makes your skin crawl even with all these people yelling and you're trying to communicate in the huddle. Even it gets loud where you're almost shouting. This is a very, very loud stadium. And the challenge, of course, when you got these fans jacked up, because they're undefeated and the only undefeated team in the league, it just makes it that much more intimidating.
And the supporting cast for Jason Campbell, Josh Gordon has not played particularly well the last couple of outings, but particularly bad against Green Bay, among others, struggling. As you look at what he has to work with, we talked about Jordan Cameron a little bit. Not much in the way of a running game, and that was with or without Trent Richardson. So as you assess what he has at his disposal, give me a feel for how effective you think the Browns offense can be.
Well, it's going to start with pass protection because this is where Kansas City is so good at getting after the quarterback with those 35 sacks. So finding where Haley is lined up and where Houston is lined up is going to be imperative as far as getting the quarterback protected. And then, you're just going to have to dig deep for both Little and Gordon and Best to do a good job of finding ways to get open. This is a good secondary that the Chiefs have as well, so the challenge will be there. But, I saw Fozzie Whitaker in San Diego this summer. I broadcast their preseason games, and he's a tough guy and very determined. You know, he's been cut a couple of times, and he has some talent. And I think that knowing Norv Turner and the way he likes to use his backs that have the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and also run it, I think he may be the secret weapon.
The Browns defense was dominant, as you know, early in the season, and still has some very strong numbers that hold up in top categories league-wide. But the last couple of games, again, the last few games, not as effective against the run. Dan, what are you seeing from that defense and how effective? You mentioned earlier this hasn't been a great Chiefs offense, but how do you see the matchup with Alex Smith at quarterback, a guy who's been so smart and managed games well, and, of course, Jamaal Charles at running back?
Well, Jamaal Charles will see the ball 90% of the time, so you better get used to seeing number 25 either catching passes or running the ball out of the backfield. But the Browns' biggest problem has been third down. I mean, you can't be 29th in the league allowing your opponent to convert 45% of the time. So they're going to have to find an answer for that. The rest of the time, they haven't given up any big plays hardly, which is very positive for their defense. And Kansas City is not an offense that makes a lot of big plays. Alex Smith doesn't really force the ball down the field very much. He's very conservative in his style of play, and Doug Peterson, their offensive coordinator, would like to see them, you know, spread the field a little bit more, but they just don't have that talent, really, to get the field stretched. So, you know, for the Browns, this may be a very favorable matchup defensively.
Dan, great stuff. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday in Kansas City, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, Vic.
He is Dan Fouts. He is the Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call for CBS Sports with Ian Eagle for the Browns and Chiefs game on Sunday. We've got much more coming up of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.